T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 8:48 on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Ravens 36, Chiefs 35.
Two.
Woman pedestrian killed after hit by a truck in northeast Wichita.
One.
Body found in Wyoming, apparently Gabby Petito. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some road constructions and additional lane closures eastbound on Kellogg, and this is from Zelta to east of K-96. It's going to be going on today and tomorrow. So, again, I believe that's going to be make it down to one lane there. Kellogg eastbound from Zelta to just east of K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 58. Tuesday, sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now, partly cloudy sky, 73 degrees. And we have a south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 8:49, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A former Walmart employee goes viral for announcing her resignation.
A Walmart employee decided to announce that she was quitting her job by telling everyone over the loudspeaker. Beth McGrath posted the video on her Facebook page of how she blatantly told her manager, coworkers, and oh yeah, those that were shopping at the time, that she has had enough with working and that she's done.
I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid.
The Louisiana native later saying that she didn't expect the video to go as viral as it did, saying that she recorded her resignation as a sign of supporting her coworkers and herself. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Wall Street capped an up-and-down week with a broad sell-off Friday that wiped out the major index's gains for the week. The S&P 500 lost 41 points, posted its second straight weekly loss. Roughly 80% of the stocks in the benchmark index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 166 points, and the NASDAQ fell 138. Small company stocks bucked the overall market slide, but bonds yields rose broadly. Energy prices fell. That's what happened in trading on Wall Street. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. And a look at some Wichita Business Journal news for you this morning. Spencer's, the retail specialty gift store known for being a staple of in malls across America, will open a third Wichita location at New Market Square. The Spencer's will be in the small storefront between Versana and Best Buy, the space that had previously been occupied by White Dress Bridal Shop until it closed in May of 2019. Lisa Barr, a company spokesperson, confirmed that the New Market Square location is targeted to open in late September and said that Spencer's will keep its store in Town West Square, which is about 7 miles away. There's also a Spencer's store inside Town East Square. The land between Yale and Harvard Avenues has been cleared to make room for an extension of an apartment complex for students south of the Wichita State University campus. The developers behind 17th, a multi-property apartment, say the project will add 55 additional rental units with 114 total beds that will overlook Fairmount Park. Will be an extension of the Yale property, which opened last summer to the north at the southeast corner of 17th Street and Yale. Construction on the new portion started this month and is expected to open in summer of 2022.
With production work on the Learjet coming to an end, Bombardier is retaining some of those workers to
to help with growing demand for service work on the aircraft. According to a report from Aviation International News, the company is retraining 130 to 150 production workers in Wichita to be maintenance technicians for its local service center on the Learjet product line. It's all part of a plan to convert the former production facilities into a center of excellence for ongoing support of the Learjet. The company spokesperson did confirm that report. That's a local news update from the Wichita Business Journal.
Glad to see that. Retaining some employees
to
work on the jets.
Yep.
They ought to know something about it.
Yep. Yeah.
They built them. They know.
Keep the facility open. Keep the workers doing
things. Keep doing some good things. That's good news. Good news. Today is National Care for Kids Day. Caring for children, the bedrock foundation for building strong communities and society as a whole. And this is just a way to think about it and how we're all role models for those kids. You know, they look at us and they say, maybe that's the way I'll behave when I'm that old. It's a tough time. I had a quote that I used to use from time to time. It's tough for kids to know how to behave when they have so few role models to look at to show them how to do it in the adults that are running around there. So let's take care of the kids out there. They are a valuable resource. And, hey, everybody was a kid once, right?
Well, exactly.
I think everybody was a kid once. Okay, so you've got rehearsals continuing for Clue, which will be at the Forum.
Yeah,
we're coming up here in just a couple of weeks or less than a week.
Three nights away from Discount Preview Night on Thursday, official opening night on Friday.
That's right. It's this week.
Yeah,
it's
we're
right
just
here.
2 days out getting this thing started.
So you've got your lines all memorized and ready to go?
Well, I hope so. I'm trying.
Colonel Mustard.
Clue.
Yeah. All right, but we're going to make plans, my wife and I, to get a couple of tickets to come see that.
Sweet.
It was a board game. My kids played it when they were growing up. I never really played it, so I don't know much about it. So I'll just be a brand new viewer there.
Played it a lot when I was a kid, and then there was a movie.
It's very popular. Yeah.
Clue. As well, so, yeah, hope to see you all there.
Oh, it'll be a good show. I know it will be. Again, this morning, we should say happy birthday to two of the icons of my life. One is Sophia Loren, who I've always thought was an attractive lady, we'll put it that way. I like Sophia Loren. I think she's a good actress, too. She was so good in those Grumpy Old Men 2 or whatever it was. She stole the picture from Anne Margaret. She just stole it. Anne Margaret couldn't keep up with her. And then, of course, Mike Kennedy. He's also a guy who's relied on his good looks all these years.
Play-by-play voice of
Mike
the Shockers.
Kennedy. We've had some good times together.
Oh, man.
A lot of buffets and things like that. So happy birthday to Mike.
Good guy, great sportscaster, and he's still going strong.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, coming up here on KNSS, the Glenn Beck program, they're going to be looking at the migrant crisis in Del Rio, Texas. There's quite a crisis going on down there. Glenn Beck on the way. 9 o'clock news, top of the hour this morning. The body found, it appears to be Gabby Petito. That body found now out near the Grand Teton National Park. And that's coming up at 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high 89, right now partly cloudy and 73.
Get low commercial.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host- host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.